Naya Hamlin is the superintendent of Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools and recently spoke during 97.9 The Hill's Forum on the Hill. She said the district's efforts are ongoing safety assessments.
I actually have a team of folks who are in collaboration with our local police departments who are walking schools over the next couple of weeks before the break to just do an assessment of, you know, transition times or lunchtime or who has access to certain areas of a building to really just kind of look at what those safety needs are.
Hamlet said from these assessments, the district will develop a multi-year plan for how to allocate resources to improve safety measures in building infrastructure. As part of their own safety efforts, Orange County Schools recently conducted a safety audit. Connie Crimmins, who is the Executive Director of Exceptional Children in Pre-K Services for Orange County Schools, said she is already beginning to see changes from that audit implemented. Educators now have to use work badges to enter buildings, and the district is emphasizing fixing outstanding work orders.
So if you think about it, if we have a door that doesn't latch, that's a safety issue. So simple things like that, just to keep our building safe and clean and up to par.
Chris Gammon, the Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Orange County Schools, also discussed the importance of infrastructure to school safety.
Us just constantly looking at the needs of students in the buildings, whether it's, you know, from a mental health standpoint, it could be, you know, physical safety standpoint, working very close with our law enforcement, our school resource officers to make sure that we have that frequent, constant presence in schools.
He said the district is continuously revising safety plans and protocols to make sure they meet the needs of students. Meanwhile, CHCCS is examining the role of school resource officers within its safety protocols. Earlier this year, the school board voted to bring back school resource officers after more than a year without them on campuses. Other safety plans include renovations of buildings. Chapel Hill High School completed a renovation creating a safer school environment. Some of the safety upgrades included the installation of shatterproof windows and new security cameras. Hamlet said the district is also creating a task force to determine other facility needs.
You know, we could certainly do some full renovations on buildings that are more than 25 years old. And we could also, you know, make some significant improvements along the way. So it's really just kind of that cost-benefit analysis to determine how we really support our schools and our staff to make sure that they have the best learning environments possible.
To hear more from the K-12 Education Forum on the Hill conversation, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.